The next two prokim talk about the next kind of material, and that is beged, which in general means an item of clothing. However, in the terms of the laws of impurity, beged refers to cloth. Even a very small piece of cloth would also be able to become tameh, as long as it has a certain use, as we are going to see. And the Mishnah begins by comparing beged, cloth, to the other materials that have been discussed throughout the Masechta so far. And the cloth we're talking about, it could be made out of things that come from the ground, like cotton. It could also be made out of wool. Any cloth would come under this category. Begins the Mishnah, ha-beged mitamim mishum chamisha shemais. Cloth can become tameh in five different states. A sack material, mishum arba'ah, can become tameh in four different states. Ha'or mishum shalosha, leather can become tameh in three different states. Ha'etz mishum shenayim, that which is made out of wood, can become tameh if it is in two different states. Uchli cheres mishum echad, and earthenware utensils can become tameh only in one particular state, as the Mishnah will immediately explain. Kli cheres mitamei mishum kli kibbol. Earthenware utensils can only become tomei if they have a container they can hold things. Kol she'ein lo toich b'kli cheres, any earthenware utensil that doesn't have an inside, ein lo achrayim, it also doesn't have an outside, meaning none of it would be able to become tomei. Even when it is a container, it can only become tomei if the source of impurity touches the inside of the utensil. And that's essentially the reason why, if it doesn't have an inside, for example, it's flat, then it can't become tameh at all. Because there's no way of the source of impurity entering the inside of the item, because it doesn't have an inside. When the source of impurity does enter the inside of a earthenware utensil that is a container, then obviously the entire kli would become tameh, even the outside of it. Next level, most of all of ha'etz, the wooden items are on the next level, they have an additional state in which they are able to become tomei, shumitamim shumishov. It can become tomei via tumas medras if it is designated for the purpose of sitting on. If a zov, or somebody who has an equivalent level of impurity, sits on a wooden item that is made for supporting the weight of somebody to sit on, for example a wooden chair, then it would become tomei on the level of an av hatuma, primary severe level of impurity, as we have seen in countless mishnayos. This is unlike earthenware items that cannot become tomei by tumas medras at all. The Mishnah adds a side point that midirabbanan is also an additional stringency with regards to wooden items over that of earthenware items. V'chein tavlosh einon lizbeis, a tray that does not have a rim around it, and therefore midirayso, it can't become tomei because it is not a container. Nevertheless, b'chle eitz tameo, it can become tomei midirabbanan if it's made out of wood. Because since it has a very clearly defined purpose and it's significant, it has a similar form to other kalim, and at the end of the day it is used to hold things, just that it can't hold thing liquids within it. But because of its similarity to containers, it can become tomei midrabanan, uvichlicheres tahira. But if it were to be made out of earthenware, then it would not be able to become tomei even on a midrabanan level. Alright, the third level is musof olav ha'or. Leather has an addition over wooden items, because as well as the two previously mentioned ways of it to become tomei, if it has a container as well as via tumas midras, in addition, shumetamim shumeholim, it becomes tomei if it is a roof over a dead body. There is a law that if a kli is found under the same roof as a dead body, then the kli will become tomei. That is known as tumas oihel. What the Mishnah over here is referring to is tumas oholim, where the roof itself becomes tomei, and that does not apply to earthenware or wooden roofs, or at least where we're going to understand the Mishnah is talking about where the roof is attached to the ground. At least in that case, it would only apply to leather, that if the leather is attached to the ground and it comes up and forms a roof over a dead body underneath it, then the roof would become tomei only if it is made out of leather, but not if it is made out of wood or earthenware. Most of a sack, the fourth level is that which is made out of a sack material that has an additional way of becoming tomei, of being fit to become tomei, in addition to the three previous ways which were mentioned, shumitamim mishum orig, because it can become tomei if it is woven. If it's woven into a item of clothing such as a belt, which is a full item of clothing, even if it's extremely narrow, the fact that it is woven into a full item of clothing means that it can become tomei, despite its very small width. And finally, musaf olav habeged, cloth has an additional way, in addition to the four previously mentioned ways of it becoming tomei, shumetamim shum shalosh al shalosh, cloth can become tomei even if it is as small as 3 by 3 finger breadths. A small patch of cloth like that can become tomei, because poor people would keep patches which are at least that large in order to patch up their clothes and sew it to their clothes if their clothes develop holes. And that's good enough to give it a use, and therefore it can become tomei. Mishnah Beis, Habegan Mishtamei Mishum Shalosha al Shalosha Lemidros. In order for cloth to become tomei vaitumas medros, it needs to be at least 3 by 3 tefachim. Shalosha is in the masculine form, it refers to 3 tefachim. A tefach is the length of one's fist, so 3 by 3 tefachim is the minimum size of the cloth for it to be considered something that one is able to support their weight on. They might want to sit on it, but if it's any smaller than that, then it can hardly be considered something which one sits on. That which was stated in the previous Mishnah, Umishm Shalosh al Shalosh, that it can become tomei even if it's 3 by 3 finger breadths, which is much smaller, that's the tmei meis. For it to become tomei from a dead body or from other sources of impurity, for which it doesn't need to be something that one sits on, but it has to have some kind of use. So since a poor person would keep it in order to patch up his clothes, it has a use, and therefore it can become tomei. Hasak arba al arba, sack material which is 4 by 4 tefachim, ha'or chamisha al chamisha, leather which is 5 by 5 tefachim, mapetz, a woven mat which is shishal shishal 6 by 6 tefachim, shovin, lemidros ulitmei meis, are equal in terms of tumas midros and tuma that comes from a dead body. Meaning, although pieces which are smaller than that can become tomei from a dead body and other sources of impurity, for it to become tomei even via tumas midros, it would need to be that minimum size. Because otherwise it's not considered to be useful at all, and it can't be used as a seat if it's any smaller than the measurements which have just been given for the respective materials. Rabbi Meir says, Hasak, when it comes to the material of sack, when do we say that if it's 4 by 4 tefachim, then it can become tomei v'tumas medras? That's only shiyorov arba'ah. It's remainder if it gets broken or torn off of a larger material. So as long as it still has that size, then it's still retaining its original status, and it can remain with its status of being able to become tomei v'tumas midras. But utchilasai, when he originally makes the sack, if he's planning on enlarging the sack, then even once it reaches that minimum size of 4 tefachim, it's not considered to be completed for it to be able to become tomei, and therefore tchilasa mishei gomer, when it is made in the beginning, only once it's actually been completed and the owner is not planning on enlarging it anymore, only then would it be able to become tomei, on condition that it is at least 4 by 4 tefachim. The Tanakama argues, because when it comes to these materials, even before it's been completed, people wouldn't withhold back from sitting on them before they are fully ready. And in fact, even Rabbi Meir agrees with regards to the other materials, specifically with regards to sack, that Rabbi Meir understands that people generally won't use it until it is fully completed. Mishnah Gimel, what happens if two different kinds of material are sewn together? Do they combine to make up the minimum size for them to become tomei? And at the end of this Mishnah, the Mishnah is going to summarize with a rule that a stricter material does combine with a more lenient material, but not the opposite, as the Mishnah now explains. So, Isa Shnaim in Abeged Ve'echon Al-Asak, if there is 2 tefachim of cloth attached to 1 tefach of sack material. So for sack alone to become tomei, it has to be at least 4 by 4 tefachim. So in terms of that, it certainly can't become tomei. The question is whether, since there are 3 tefachim, and cloth only requires 3 tefachim for it to become tomei, so can it now become tomei? The answer is no, because sack is more lenient than cloth. Sack requires a larger measurement, so if you like, 1 tefach of sack is not worth as much, so to speak, as 1 tefach of cloth. So the 3rd tefach to make up the 3 tefachim of cloth cannot come from a tefach of sack. Or if there was shalosh ton min ha-sak, 3 tefachim from sack, ve'echad min ha'or, and 1 tefach from leather, which is essentially the same, just the next level up, arba min ha'or, ve'echad min ha-mapetz. If there are 4 tefachim from leather, leather in general requires 5 by 5 tefachim, and 1 tefach from mat, tohor, these materials would not be able to become tomei, at least via tumas medras, because they don't combine. However, if it's the opposite, where chamisha min ha-mapetz ve'echad min ha'or, there are 5 tefachim of mat and 1 tefach from leather, Now, one tefach of leather is, so to speak, worth more than a tefach of mat. The proof being that you need a smaller amount of leather to become tomei than one needs of mat. So if 6 tefachim of mat can become tomei, then certainly 5 tefachim plus 1 tefach of leather can also become tomei, or arba'a min ha'arvach min ha'sak, if there are 4 tefachim of leather with 1 tefach of sack sewn together, shlosh min ha'sak v'echa min ha'beged, 3 tefachim of sack with 1 tefach of cloth tomei, these would combine to be able to become tomei. Zehaklo, this is the rule, kol shechibre lo min ha'chomer memenu. Anything which was attached to it from something which is more strict, it has a smaller measurement for it to be able to become tomei, then tomei, they would combine to be able to become tomei, min ha'kal memenu, but if one wants to make up the minimum size using something which is more lenient, something which has a larger measurement for it to be able to become tomei, then tohar, it would be pure, meaning they would not combine together for it to be able to become tomei. Mishnah Dalet, all of the minimum sizes that have been mentioned in the past couple of Mishnayos, at least the way we're going to understand, refer to materials which were not specifically cut and formed for the sake of sitting on, but rather they came off of a larger piece of material, or they were made for something else. They weren't cut in a particular way specifically to be used for sitting on. So in such a case, we base it on the regular size of things that people sit on. But if somebody actually cuts any of these materials to size, to be even one tefach by one tefach, at least, tomei, it would be able to become tomei if it's from any of those materials that we mentioned. Because since one did a physical change to the item in a way that he wants to designate it for sitting on, that gives it extra significance, and it would be able to become tomei by Tumas Medras despite its small size. And in fact, the entire previous Mishnah that talked about combining the different materials together, it's only possible to combine things that have a common measurement, at least for certain laws. So it's only because of this Mishnah that there is a certain case where all of the materials do have exactly the same measurement, one tefach by one tefach. It's only because of that, that in the cases where they don't have the same measurement, they are nevertheless still able to combine together to make up the smallest size possible for becoming tomei. Continues the Mishnah, if somebody cuts mishulei hakupa, part of the bottom of a basket, which is made of pretty hard material, tefach al tefach, a part of the bottom of the basket, at least one tefach by one tefach, tomei, it can become tomei, if he is doing so for the purpose of using it as a seat, based on what was just stated in the Mishnah. However, mitzidei hakupa, if he does the same, but from the side of this round basket, being a round basket, that will mean that this tefach by a tefach piece is not going to be flat, but rather curved, which is very uncomfortable for sitting on. And because of that, Rabbi Shimon Metaher, Rabbi Shimon says that it cannot become tomei by Tumas Medras, because people would generally not sit on such a item. So even if he does have the intention of using it for sitting, this intention is considered to be so insignificant because it's against the general intention and understanding that everybody has. However, one who cuts off a tefach by a tefach piece from any part of this basket, tomei, it can become tomei via Tumas Medras, because he has the intention to use it as a seat, so he is designating it for that purpose. Even if people generally don't use it for such a purpose, it is possible to sit on it, and since he is doing a physical change with that intention and that purpose in mind, it therefore can become tomei via Tumas Midras. Now, it should be noted that the 3x3 tfochim is only needed for the item to be able to become tomei via Tumas Midras. But if the item is a container, or if it forms a roof over something, or if it is woven, any of those categories that were mentioned earlier on, then regardless of the size, it would be able to become tomei. So for example, even cloth, which we said needs to be 3x3 finger breadths, that's if it's not a container, or it's not woven, it's not a roof, but if it's one of those, then it would be able to become tomei regardless of its size.